Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
House impeachment investigators today released the transcripts of the depositions of two national security advisors.
Washington Post national political reporter Tolu Olorunipa is on our newsline. So, Tolu, who were these two national security advisors and what did they have to say?
Well, we had two people from the National Security Council, Dr. Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alex Zinman. They are both experts who dealt with Ukraine directly. And they both basically said that the president and the White House had a second track of shadow foreign policy with the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and the White House chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, pushing political investigations for Ukraine while the rest of the government was trying to push forward with the official foreign policy of the U.S. It seemed that they were saying that the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was trying to get Ukraine to investigate and get political dirt on Joe Biden and the president's political enemies, while the State Department and the official channel of the U.S. government was trying to push U.S. interest in Ukraine. So they seem to debunk some of the theories that we've heard from Republicans about why Joe Biden should be investigated by the Ukrainians. And they said that this was all really part of a scheme to get political dirt against Joe Biden and get a political benefit from having these Ukrainian investigations opened up at a time when the president was withholding aid and a meeting with the Ukrainian president. So all this was happening over the summer, and we're starting to learn more about what was happening behind the scenes. And a couple of these national security advisors are filling in some of the holes by basically giving us evidence that there was this quid pro quo between the president and the Ukrainians for political dirt on Joe Biden and the president's political enemy.
Tolu, the acting White House chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, was due on Capitol Hill today, but we understand he was a no-show?
Yes, he's one of several White House officials and administration officials who have defied the administration, defied subpoenas and requests to appear by Congress because the administration has said that they do not consider this impeachment investigation to be legitimate. Mick Mulvaney is a key witness. He was part of many of the key events that have happened over the past several months with U.S.-Ukraine policy, but he decided not to show up largely at the direction of the White House, at the direction of the White House counsel, who has tried to block everyone from testifying and has had limited success. But when it comes to the president's closest advisors, including Mick Mulvaney and John Bolton, the national security advisor who recently departed the White House, they're among a group of close Trump advisors who have not agreed to testify before Congress as part of this impeachment inquiry.
Tolu, thanks for joining us. Washington Post national political reporter Tolu Olorunipa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.